news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today in Portland, Oregon, where the actions of camouflaged thugs, ostensibly federal law enforcement officers, against protesters, done without local or state consent, are raising the prospect of a constitutional crisis. State Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum filed a lawsuit saying that masked federal officers have arrested people off the street, far from the courthouse, with no probable cause, and whisked them away in unmarked cars. From the Oval Office on Monday, the president admitted that he plans to deploy similar force to Chicago and threatened to send agents to other major cities, all controlled by Democrats.
That you're considering sending 175 federal troops to these cities to help local law enforcement. Can you fill us in on that?
It depends on what your definition of troops is. We're sending law enforcement. Portland was totally out of control. The Democrats, the liberal Democrats running the place, had no idea what they were doing. They were ripping down for 51 days, ripping down that city, destroying the city, looting it. The level of corruption and what was going on there is incredible. And then the governor comes, oh, we don't need any help. How about Chicago? I read the numbers were many people killed over the weekend. We're looking at Chicago, too. We're looking at New York. Look at what's going on. All run by Democrats, all run by very liberal Democrats, all run really by radical left.
Six Democratic mayors of Seattle, Atlanta, Chicago, Kansas City, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, in a letter, called the deployment of armed federal agents at protests unprecedented and in violation of constitutional rights. They urged Congress to stop federal agents from interfering with protests in cities and called on the lawmakers to investigate the Trump administration's deployment of them. One Portland mom founded a group called Wall of Moms. Bev Barnum and about 70 other area mothers met up at the protest in downtown Portland, where protesters were gathered outside the federal courthouse. The women stood in front of the protest line and locked arms to form a human shield, at times chanting,
"Moms are here! Let's stay clear! Moms are here! Let's stay clear! Moms are here! Let's stay clear!"
Well, U.S. Navy veteran Chris David was so disturbed by the images of federal agents attacking unarmed protesters and, yes, using tear gas on those moms, that he decided to visit the protests himself to try to talk with the agents. But he soon, too, became a victim of one of their brutal attacks.
That's exactly what I wanted to do, was just talk to them. And the thing that was so upsetting was that there didn't seem to be any recognition that as a veteran, I was even going to be listened to or treated any differently than anybody else. And that sort of makes sense, because if they're going to gas moms, they're going to beat up vets.
And beat him up they did. Chris David was struck repeatedly with a billy club, breaking his arm, and he was sprayed full force with tear gas directly into his face. A shocking incident, all caught on video. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, as the coronavirus ravaged America this spring, 15 business leaders gave Donald Trump and the Republican Party $1.4 million in donations, while their businesses collected at least $41 million in federal assistance. William Scott, CEO of railroad contractor Trans Global Solutions, donated $150,000 to the Trump Victory Committee in the weeks after his company received as much as $10 million from the Paycheck Protection Program on April 14th. And Al Hendrickson donated $41,000 to Trump's Make America Great Committee on April 27th, the very same day his Florida Toyota dealership received a PPP loan worth up to $5 million. And then there's Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who filed a lawsuit challenging Atlanta's coronavirus face mask mandate. That case heads to court on Tuesday. Coronavirus cases have soared as Kemp lifted statewide restrictions and allowed businesses to reopen. Atlanta's mayor and city council imposed a face mask requirement, but Kemp blocked the edict and sued. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms said she'll fight Kemp with, quote, everything we have. But Florida is still the winner in the duh sweepstakes. After the Republican National Committee, at Trump's insistence, moved the scheduled Republican National Convention from North Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida at the 11th hour, Jacksonville's county sheriff announced on Monday that his department likely will not be able to provide security for the event now scheduled for next month in Florida. At a news conference, Duval County Sheriff Mike Williams said, quote, "With less than 40 days until the expected Republican National Convention is slated to arrive in Jacksonville, I am compelled to express my significant concerns about the viability of this event. I cannot say with confidence the event or the community will not be at risk." So there's that. And Florida's largest teachers union on Monday filed a lawsuit against the governor, Ron DeSantis, saying that his push to fully reopen all public schools despite spiking coronavirus cases violates a state constitutional mandate to keep schools safe and secure. The Florida Education Association is asking the court to block DeSantis's reopening plan. The union said the governor needs to accept that the virus is spreading out of control in the state. From the Some Things Never Change files, two women are accusing ousted Fox News correspondent Ed Henry of rape and sexual harassment in a lawsuit that says he groomed one of them to be his, quote, sex slave, and that the network overlooked his behavior for years. The federal lawsuit, which also accuses Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson of sexual harassment and misconduct, was filed by two women who previously worked with the network, former associate producer Jennifer Eckhart and former frequent guest Kathy Aru. So Congress is back in session and back to fighting over a new coronavirus recovery package. Republican leaders and the administration are split. Trump wants a payroll tax cut and to tie the money for schools to their reopening, two things Senate Republicans oppose. They want more funding for testing, while the White House says no more money for the CDC. The House, led by Democrats, already passed the $3 trillion HEROES Act, which Mitch McConnell seems hell-bent on ignoring. And finally, it's almost time to play ball. The Washington Nationals invited Dr. Anthony Fauci to throw out the first ceremonial pitch on Thursday when the defending World Series champs host the New York Yankees for Major League Baseball's opening night. The game will kick off a 60-game season that was shortened because of the coronavirus pandemic, and fans will not be in attendance. This is a made-for-TV event. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.